music is playing and the microphone is happening. Zoom is coming up in a second. Get old Tron on the Tron. All right. Great. There he is. There he is. Trevor, is that you? Oops. Oh.
Hold on a second.
There we go.
What's up?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Talking.
Do you hear that music?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Mike's coming through. There you are. What's up, man?
What's up? How are you?
Where are you right now?
I'm at my house. Where are you? At your house?
My house.
You're... That's cool that you could host your show from there and not have to leave.
It's kind of cool. Tom Rowe actually came all the way out to beautiful Housatonic and set. Can you see all this up?
Yeah.
Whoa. Cool stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So you're coming through. Mic's working. Your mic's working. Are you in Pine Plains? Where are you again?
I'm in Pine Plains right now.
Yeah, you are. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Pine Plains is in the house. All right. So,
you're gonna talk about stuff.
Let's talk about stuff. Anything too sensitive you don't want to talk about?
No, we're gonna get it all the feelings out and send. No, I don't.
Including your hemorrhoids?
Including my hemorrhoids, yeah. We could do a Q&A about those.
Okay, all right. And maybe some call-ins.
Call, yeah.
All right. So basically we're just going to just launch into the whole festival thing. I'll play, like, I have a two-minute song by the Tex Maniacs.
Yeah.
I figured why not just play a two-minute song just to start off?
Yeah.
And... we'll just let it rip from there. How about?
And I can't. I just reread the thing. I can't like say any pricing type of thing, right?
Correct. Yep. Yep. So the on-air thing. There, I mean, it's basically you can't be a salesman.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that shouldn't really matter too much. I mean, it's a little awkward not to do it, but like at the same time, it's like. I don't think people are going to be on the edges of their seats because they're just going to press a couple buttons, be like, oh, old tone, ding, 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 ding. Oh, yeah, that's what they're
saying. Yeah.
These days it's so easy to find out. But, yeah, so pitching, you know, call to action. I can't, like, tell people to like, get down there or else I'm going to hate you. You know, you kind of know the routine.
Yeah. There's just, like I got to figure out how to get the word out better, but we have like there's like a discount code for $20 tickets for like the Latinx community to come see the Los Tex Maniacs on Saturday.
I was not aware of that. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah. So it's deeply discounted.
And, there was ways we can just like, highlight that as something.
That's more of a Lindsay thing too, so we don't have to highlight that because I don't even know what our plan is. Like, I think we've just been word of mouth by now.
Yeah. That. So, I mean, is there like a contact person? Like, they can go online, they can go on the website, and they can. Like,
we'll just figure that out.
You know, it's like
most of them. Yeah, all the information will be on the website.
Yeah.
Correct.
Cool. All right, so I'm going to launch into this in 3.5 minutes, play this two-minute song. It's, I don't even know how to say it. I need to work on my Spanish.
I know. I have, like, the style of music they play. I'm like, am I mispronouncing this all the time? Like, the...
What's the style of music?
Conjunto?
I mean...
Conjunto. Conjunto. like, I don't know how I would probably spell pronounce it. And I was like, keep meaning to like have it put it into my pronunciation thing.
It sounds like a perfectly legitimate gringo pronunciation of Congento.
Congento, yeah.
All right. And the name of the song I'm playing is La Traicionera. I have no idea how to say that properly, but I'm going to try. So I'll start with the song in a couple minutes here. Los Tex Maniacs. Yeah, I mean, how much do you have any time frame? Do you have any, like, strict rules you want to share with me in the last 30 seconds?
For
right now?
No.
Traicionera.
We
could talk a little bit about my dysfunctional behavior last time I was there.
I know. I thought that was a good antidote to talk about. I don't know if you felt comfortable talking about that. You weren't camping, so you didn't have to pay the camping.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell people not to be that guy. Don't show up and be that guy, because this is, I thought I was being okay. So we're going to talk about that. We got a minute left. And then, I'd love to talk about the Schober family a little bit, just about the history of farming. I actually lived on their farm up the road near the dairy part. Took over when Chris Newman moved out. I moved into his old house. And I know that family.
The Schober's great. We could talk about the formation of the not as it becoming a coming from a private thing to a nonprofit.
The Cool Whisper Farm is a nonprofit?
No, Old Tone is a nonprofit.
Oh, okay. And are you familiar enough with just the original connection, how you met the Schobers and all that? Were you involved back since the beginning for that?
Yeah.
And Matt and all that. Lisa, right? It's Matt and... Matt and Lisa.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to launch here into the song in a minute. Cool. I'm so excited for it. Holly's trying to get us to come be part of their encampment. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The lineup is, I don't know. There's a lot of people that I really wanted to get, and we kind of got them all.
Yep. Okay.
Good.
All right. So I'm going to play this song in 10 seconds right here, Trevor, and then we'll go for it. All right. Here we are. It's the Monday afternoon show, back on the attack in the end of the August days. Still hot and humid and sticky out there, but coolness is starting to prevail a little bit. Welcome, everyone. We got on the line right now, Trevor. We got Trevor Roosh from the Old Tone Music Festival. We're going to be learning all about what's going on in North Hillsdale on September 5th through the 8th. It's an amazing event that I have been to and been to again and will have been to again as of this year. So this is Kieran here, your host on the Monday afternoon show. The headlining for the Old Tone Music Festival coming up is Los Tex Maniacs. And here's them actually with another band helping out, Los Sentzontles, with a track called La Traicionera. And I do not know how to speak Spanish. Got to work on these pronunciations. But I am looking forward to Los Tex Maniacs at Old Tone Festival coming up. Check this out. This is them.
1, 2, 3, 4. Pasión
right. There you go. Los Tex Maniacs right there with Los Cenzuntles. That's the classic La Traicionera on their new album Carta Jugada, featuring Flaco Jimenez. That's Fabiolo Trujillo and Max Baca singing lead. Max on bajo sexto, Josh Baca on accordion, Emiliano Rodriguez on bass, and Juan Carrion on drums. All right, let's go over to Trevor. Trevor, what's up?
What's happening, Kieran?
Hey, man, welcome to the Monday afternoon show. Back on the radio again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while. I love WGXC, and it's cool to be back involved in some capacity, just as an interviewee.
You know, you were there from the very beginning, back when a lot of people called you Tron, I believe. Yeah. And so you remember the early days.
I do. I was just reminiscing with somebody about when we had that big parade for the station down Warren Street, looking at pictures of that. And I couldn't remember what year that was.
Because it was like a different century. It was like 2010 or something like that, or 9 or something. And it just feels so long ago. It wasn't that long ago, but it feels so long ago. And I remember that parade. I was there.
Yeah.
I had some Bob Marley sign, like WGXC. What was the Bob Marley sign? It somehow ended on the internet. It's one of like the only things at that time. If you Googled my name, the image of me with that banner came up at the parade.
I was like, yeah.
So welcome back to the radio, Trevor. You have been involved with this Old Tone Music Festival that's happening this September 5th through the 8th, and you've been there from the very beginning. Tell us, what is Old Tone Music Festival in general for those who don't know anything about it?
Old Tone is where Old Tone's where you make new family, I like to say. And I had like, I always ask people always like, how do you know that person? And it's just like, oh, from Old Tone. But it's like a camping music, sharing of traditions and culture festival that happens now in North Hillsdale at the Schober Farm. It's been going on there at the Schober since 2016. The first iteration of Old Tone took place at a pizza place in Wasaic. And we needed to find a bigger, more steady venue for it. And we found what could be the most beautiful place in Columbia County.
I would have to agree with that wholeheartedly, Trevor. And also, having lived there on that farm, I used to rent a house from the Schobers and just down the road from where the festival is. It's just gorgeous here. It's also known as Harlemville. I think it's kind of part of Harlemville, but Harlemville is technically part of North Hillsdale. Or part of Harlemville. It's just all confusing with Ghent, Harlemville, Hillsdale. Then you got Philmont thrown in the mix. It's just Columbia County shenanigans. But the point is, you're right, it's just a very beautiful area.
It can be a hard place to find via maps and GMAPs and all that kind of stuff. And every festival, we always have some band that has taken their tour bus on the Taconic or has gone hours out of their way, so it's always fun to get people to actually show up there. Is like Kieran is saying, there's North Hillsdale, Harlemville. It's like in an area of the world that has many different names.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Of course, you got the Hawthorne Valley School, the Hawthorne Valley Farm Store there. I think part of Hawthorne Valley is in Ghent and part of it's in Hillsdale. Gets a little confusing. But the Schober Farm technically is in Hillsdale. It's right on County Route 21. It's not 21C. It only turns 21C after the farm store. So it's 21, right?
21, yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of right after the little bridge and church right there on 21, if you're...
Yeah, the old German church. And my landlady, Martha Schober, the old grand lady, may she rest in peace, used to go to that church. And she was trying to get it preserved. She's like, you're a carpenter. Can you get some of your friends together to help save this thing? And I was like, God, I would love to. I'm like broke and in my 30s and like not really able to save a church. But the beautiful little church. History goes way, way back. And then there's the cake out. They call it the cake out, going way up over that hill where it connects to Route 22. That would be County Route 21. So here we are. We're in North Hillsdale. We got the name of the place is called Cool Whisper Farm. And it's Matt and Lisa Schober. And they started this little farm. They kind of branched out into this little predominantly beef operation. They got these great Scottish Highlanders there, which are not allowed to attend the festival. They're not allowed in the pasture with all the fans, are they?
Yeah. Sometimes they'll be – they like to keep two or three of them by the house and a lot there, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, they're around, but they're not allowed to be, like, in the front row by the stage.
Maybe one day.
I heard this Highlanders can be a little ornery, but I don't know. Maybe that's just a bad rap. I don't know. It's anti-Scottish people or whatever. But the Highlanders, it's a gorgeous breed of cow. They got high-quality products over there at Cool Whisper Farm. Tell us a little bit, how did you folks with the Old Tone crew meet the Schobers and figure out this venue?
So Jim Wright, who is one of the co-producers, he was the person that made the connection. I think we had been looking, or maybe even someone like Sauerkraut Seth, who was in that world and kind of in the music world, in the Hawthorne Valley world, who used to make kraut there at the early stages of it. He may have put Jim in touch with Matt and Lisa just from running around there and kind of knowing everybody. And ever since we got there, we never want to leave there. And we had a short hiatus, of a year, and we didn't know what we were going to do. And the Schobers were the people that kind of pushed us the most, like, to bring the festival back, and have only been the most supportive, since 2016.
So back to that, like, when I go to the Old Tone Music Festival, there's a sense and a feeling and a vibe of, like, complete relaxation, easygoingness, a sense of, like, freedom, and just, of course, family. There's old family too. For some of us, it's like old family from even way, way back when. And then, of course, the new family and everything, that people that you meet. But there's a real sense of just sort of freedom and relaxation. And do you feel like it's a good relationship that you have there with the farmers on site? To, like, kind of, I don't know. You want to just talk about the vibe, the sort of energy. You're in the middle of a field. You have these great bands, and, like, it's just a gorgeous. You just look around, and it's fields and woods. Tell people what it's like there.
Well, the new motto of Old Tone is participation is preservation. And when you think of, like, Old Tone, it's. There's the old cultures that, especially like something like the, like, traditional Cajun music, where people are playing it less and less. And even like something like farming, where farming is less and less, but it's the more you get people involved in these things and experience it. So you're seeing these kind of two, entities that are need to be highlighted, and there's no better place to highlight them on a working farm with, like, musicians who understand about farming. Like, a lot of the musicians are farmers themselves from other parts of the U.S. and they come there and like, they never want to leave too. And I think it's like getting the people involved too. Like, most of the people who have been coming to the festival end up working at the festival in some capacity. Like, even if it's just like picking up trash or helping us move a piano from one stage to the next, it kind of all becomes like everyone there becomes a big family feel.
Yep. And I like the motto. You have the idea of preservation. It's like the commitment to agriculture, to farming, local family farming. I mean, we're talking like, I think there's four generations now in the Schober family. Like, they immigrated from Austria, like, so long ago, like the beginning of the 1900s or something. And like, they went through the 1970s with the dairy crisis, where it's just like to be a dairy farmer in upstate New York, like, good luck. And they've been through some hard times trying to survive as a farming family, and kind of the diversification that they've done going into beef, and then also just having this little venue. They were like, oh, well, maybe we'll have a little events venue, maybe do. I went to a wedding there.
Yeah.
Julian Seidenberg's wedding, actually, from, you know, Citizen Band and all those guys. It was great wedding place also. And then it just, like, Old Tone feels like it's just like, it seems like it's a match made in heaven, and it's for real. And I think the Schobers appreciate it. I think everyone with Old Tone appreciates the Schobers. And I'm just glad that this is still happening. And it's not just still happening, but it's going strong and stronger. So, like, you guys are just, like, resurging. I think this is going to be a good year, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, as COVID kind of the music industry kind of took, as most art industry took, a huge hit, and it's like something that's so small and close to the heart type of like thing. It's only by the kindness of the musicians that play it for just like kind of, they're the biggest advocate to other bands. So anytime we reach out to a band, so they've already heard about it if they've not been there from a musician buddy, where it's, that's like the most important thing to me is like for the longevity of it is having like everyone that goes there have a great time and just like want to like advocate for it. And I think that over the past 8 years, we've only built like more advocates, which is, it's kind of nice just to have people do that for you.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of working folks, people who I know, a lot of folks that I know who go there are working in agriculture, working in the trades, working in landscaping, working with the land in our local area, have been for a while. And there's just, it's like a people's, it's not just a commodification of like, of farming, whatever. Like, it's actually people who are in it, who are participating and going and enjoying it. It's like, oh my God, I think the bands get that too.
I mean, our stage and all the stuff that's been built there has like, most of it has come from people like Will Conklin or something, where they cut the timber that went into and milled the timbers that went into building the stage, and all the stuff was built by, people who just wanted to pitch in, who are amazing craftsmen. So we end up with this like beautiful, amazing stage that doesn't look like one of those stages that you rent and snap together and has a bunch of scaffolding and all that stuff on there. So it's like, it's kind of pretty handmade. It's like a handmade music festival.
It's real and raw. And again, like you said, people who work, actually a lot of people maybe wouldn't go to a 3-day music festival, or like, well, if I do a little bit of volunteering, I actually could, you know what, I could justify going to this thing. You know, a lot of people who are living, you know, just, it's hard to pay the bills sometimes. And, you know, taking that to another level, it sounds like this year you're also focusing on, you know, having a strong Latinx. You're trying to encourage a Latinx community to come. You have this great band called Los Tex-Maniacs coming, and they're headlining the entire event. And it sounds like there's a strong encouragement to get the Latinx community to come no matter what, show up, and everybody's welcome. Is that right?
100%. Yeah. And that's something that, I mean, you think about, you know, it's American music, and it's like, part of America, like their Central America is America, and a lot of America used to be Central America. And that plays a big part in American roots music. And it's like on Saturday, we're going to have like basically like an accordion summit of Cajun accordion players, Max from Los Tex-Maniacs, and our buddy James from the Fleece Brothers, who plays like a traditional or like a piano style accordion, is going to be leading a conversation just of like accordion players just talking shop, which would be really cool.
Yeah, man. Awesome. And, you know, I work with guys, you know, in the trades, you know, doing construction. As a matter of fact, tomorrow I'm plastering a ceiling with a buddy of mine from Oaxaca, who's just got so many friends from all the way from Poughkeepsie to Hudson to Pittsfield to, you know, folks all over that. Like, I'm going to recruit a couple of my my bros to come enjoy the weekend, because I mean, it's like, again, like it's got to happen. It's great. This is a great opportunity for everyone to show up.
And I always feel like when I'm on a job site like that, Kieran, and someone's playing music, I'll like get my piece of paper out. Just, I'm like, just tell me who this is and what music this is and where to find it. And like, that's how I found like so much cool, like Mexican music is just like, ask, like, and then you become, you know, and it's an easy way to build a friendship too, of like just sharing and enjoyment of something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell us a little more about the lineup. You got, you know, everything from like Cajun, you know, I mean, last year, oh God, we went into the wee hours of the night with some Cajun action, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Yeah. Kieran was there. I think you were the last one on the dance floor that night.
And I realized like I wasn't supposed to stay. I was going to get a ride to my buddies at the Sherman's, you know, down the road. I really was. This is an honest to God story. I wasn't trying to pull a fast one over Trevor. I was like, no, I'm not camping. I'm going down the road. I think I'm going to get a ride. It's all going to work out. And then I realized, shoot, there's no ride. So I had to struggle to stay awake all night and recruit a few people to stay awake so I could say I wasn't camping because I stayed up all night.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
You did. If you close your eyes for a little bit, no one would have came and hassled you for a couple extra bucks or something. So
no, but that's,
I've always appreciated that story.
But you know, that makes me even more want to support it and give an extra donation this year to the cause, because I love what you guys are doing over there. It feels good. I have a bunch of friends who are going to have a big. There's like these little encampments that people bring their barbecue, their grills, their tents. There's like these little compounds of like setups that people have for like 3 days where they're cooking food, and I got recruited to hopefully shack up in one of the compounds over the weekend with some friends.
Yeah, I mean, it's I'm looking at the lineup right now because like I have so much stuff going on in my brain where I'm trying to think of things, and it's like I look at something, so like someone that's playing the festival is our buddy Squash, who goes by JP Harris, where like I kind of always think like my introduction to the world of like old time music was through JP Harris and playing shows at the Philmont Pub like in 2007, where it's like you and I were there, and now it's like he's playing on the bigger stage but just 6 miles up the road. So it's like it's kind of, it's like a big reunion.
I love it, man. When I saw JP Harris on there, I'm like, I remember meeting that dude Squash at Germantown Community Farm, like way back in the day. Like, I know that guy.
Yeah.
Oh man, and good old Sauerkraut Seth. He was speaking of Scotland, so he was over there. But he was a major presence in Columbia County to really bring folks together at places like Club Helsinki. His original Sauerkraut Seth review took place at Club Helsinki in Great Barrington before they moved to Hudson. And then he did a few in Hudson. And this is sort of like piggybacking on the work that has like struggled to take place for years and years and years, but never really had like a farm to go for 3 days and do it. You know what I mean?
Something that we don't have on the schedule yet, and I guess this is some, I'm breaking some news here, is that Sauerkraut Seth has bought his ticket from Scotland to fly over to come to Oldtown, and will be doing like a mini Sauerkraut Seth review on Friday and Sunday.
You have got to be kidding me.
Yeah. So that's like a little exciting development.
He was just over here not too long ago, some months ago, and I missed him. I forget where I was, over Berkshire County, doing something in Housatonic, like working. So I miss Sauerkraut Seth. But if he's coming again, I will not miss him this time, and this is going to be a heck of a good time, and I just can't wait for the weekend. I'm looking at your lineup. Looks fantastic. Anything else new and exciting that's happening at the festival that you haven't really tried before, like an ice cream stand or something, or anything special?
We got a bunch of food stuff. We have a bunch of cool like kids programming. So our friend Mara, who's a big part of Bread and Puppet, comes down, and normally Saturday she'll take she'll gather up as many as the kids that want to be in there. And the last time she was there, they wrote a play together and they got one of the headlining bands and they came up with a whole score for the play that these kids had wrote. And they performed that like as the sun was going down. It's kind of funny because like all of my favorite moments are like sort of like only happen be like in the moment type of things. But there's some really amazing creative people. And it's like, there's always like, you know, there'll be a surprise, but like, no one knows what that surprise is going to be like until it happens. Almost.
That's right. It's the September surprise. Yeah. I remember last year sneaking into the, we went right down to like the kids, the tent where Slink Moss was playing yeah. for a bunch of kids, and they were just having a grand old time. This is like when you're a little kid, what could be better than just having some freedom to like run around, you know, and do these great, listen to music. And I mean, I remember going to the Irish Folk Festival in Philadelphia when I was like 7 and being like, this is what's up.
Yeah. Yeah. I think something I'm trying to put together now is like a tent for kids that has basically any instrument we can get in there where it's just like, come and they can come and just like make as much noise and like experiment with different instruments and just, and that's always like, I've seen it before and it just becomes the party in there. Like,
yep. Yep. Okay. So, you know, like I said, this is an awesome thing. Old Tone Music Festival. It goes from September 5th through September 8th in Hillsdale, New York. Los Tex Maniacs headlining amongst a huge, huge list of wonderful musicians and bands. And I just look forward to having a grand old time. It's just like everything from the people, the affordability of it is just really, I'm grateful for you guys.
Yeah, I mean,
it's pretty awesome.
And it feels like really amazing for me to be talking about it on WGXC right now, where it's like, it's WGXC is like the coolest thing that's happened around here, in my opinion, in the past 30 years.
It's a pretty darn cool radio station, and they even let people like me on it. You know, it's just because it's just reflected the diversity of our community, which, you know, we actually have a pretty darn diverse community if you really think about it. And the radio tries to help really reflect that, I think.
Yeah.
A little bit of this and a little bit of that. Okay. All right. So, Trevor, what else?
I mean, the thing, too, is like I feel like sometimes people will look at a lineup and be like, I don't know anyone on there and be a little like worrisome. Like there are no major huge acts that you'd hear on like Clear Channel radio or something. But the person that I'm the most excited for is this woman called Kiki Cavazos, who lives in super rural Montana. And she has maybe played 5 shows in her life. But if you like, I've only sat around campfires with other musician friends asking like, what's your favorite Kiki Cavazos song? And then everyone just lists every single one of her songs because they're all so amazing. But we got her this year, and I'm just like beaming, and she's going to do a set on Saturday with her buddies, the Deslons, which will be a cool, like they all lived in New Orleans for a long time together. So that'll feel like a super special reunion for them. Like they haven't seen her in probably a decade since she left New Orleans, but that's like what I'm just the most excited about.
Well, heck yeah. Coming straight out of Montana to North Hillsdale.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff right there. What's the last name again? How do you?
Cavazos. She's on this Bandcamp has an album on there. So it's Cavazos.
Amazing. Kiki Cavazos. We have a local Kiki.
He
used to play music. I don't know if she's still playing, but straight out of Montana, and here we go. Pulled some of it up. I think we should go play a little bit of Kiki is it Cavazos or Cavazos?
Cavazos.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. There you go. I'll get it right one of these days. I can't even pronounce my English right, let alone Spanish. All right. So, Trevor, really appreciate the work again. Any parting thoughts or anything you want to say? You know, we told people Old Tone Music Festival. Look them up. You can get all the info there. You can see who's playing. The dates are September 5th through the 8th in North Hillsdale on Cool Whisper Farm. Bless the Schobers. Can I tell you one quick story about Martha Schober, the grandma, and my neighbor who, when I lived there?
Please.
Because they went through it, you know, this culture war between the city folks coming up and moving in our area in the 1970s. Also, they were buying up a lot of the farmland. And then it was just a real tension culturally between the old dairy, the farming community, and like the city folks that come up on the weekends or buy up huge tracts of farmland that then it's out of production. And that tension maybe still exists today a little bit, you could say. But it's like something different is also happening. Where I feel like it is super positive, and maybe this festival might show some of that. But going back to the old school tension, she had this little pillow on the couch that she had cross stitched with, you know, the beautiful little house and the farm and the barn and flowers and like the cross stitched writing, you know, I think it's called cross stitch, right? And she was this sweet little old lady, 83 years old, and she's tough as nails, but, you know, pretty sweet. And the pillow said, "God bless everyone, even the city people." It's just like my buddy Chris Newman wanted a T-shirt with that cross stitch on. Maybe we'll get a T-shirt one of these days. But it's like, it's funny. It's kind of fun to laugh at now. But, you know, even the city people are going to be coming to the Old Tone Music Festival, yeah, because it's darn fun, man, right?
It is.
It is. So, parting thoughts. All right. Anything else, Trevor?
No, I hope to meet some new friends there this year myself, too. Hope I could be not stressed out enough to have some nice conversations with some new people.
Well, if you were, I mean, I was, I think if you look up any definition on Google, I probably embodied the opposite of stress last time I was there.
And that's what I want for everybody else.
Yeah. And I hope you get there partly. I know you got a job to do. You're on the clock. You're doing your thing, but I hope you can also relax and enjoy your time there, Trevor, because it's a lot of fun.
It's, yeah.
And you are going to meet some cool folks, I'm sure.
I always do.
All right, man. Well, you take it easy over there down in Pine Plains. You hold it down like you know how to do. And great to have you on the radio.
Yeah. Nice talking to you, Karen.
All right, you too, Trevor. Have a good one. All right, going to Kiki Cavazos, straight out of Montana, coming to North Hillsdale, to Cool Whisper Farm for the Old Tone Festival. Here's the Old Grove of Shade. Check it out.
Just an old grove of shade from the sun. Place to lie when work is done. Oh, I will go. And if I did, would you come? Oh, I will go. If I did, would you come? Heartache, oh heartache, take on the form of a prayer. Travel on home, because my God's answer's there. Travel on home, because my God's answer's there. I'll be waiting here till sunrise with old crying eyes. And at dawn, you will know I am gone. And at dawn, you will know that I'm gone. Is where I come from. Depression, misery, and hellacious fun. No, we're not the kind to turn our backs and run. 'Cause three shades black is where we come from. We are a certain breed and we don't like you. Some are junkies, some are freaks, and others are everyday ghouls. No one will ever know what we've been through, and we are proud in the light of the moon. Darkness gives us our thrills. Shades of black is where I come from. I was born into sacrifice when I was young. Three shades of black is what makes us strong, and we all wear it like a uniform of chosen ones. Darkness gives us our thrills. 'Cause the darkness gives us our thrills.
Soar above the clouds, way up in the sky.
sky. She can fly away from here. Why can't I? Daughter, dear daughter, I'll tell you something true. Remember Granny Liza? Well, every night she flew. They tried to keep her down, but there was nothing they could do. She could fly, she could fly. She could slip the bonds of earth and rise so high. She could fly across the river, the spirit in her hand, searching, always searching for the promised land. Someday, 'cause every time she looked at you, she saw the old time ways. When we could fly, we could slip the bonds of earth and rise so high. We could fly across the mountains. Together, hand in hand, searching, always searching for the promised land. Took a mama by the hand, they rose up in the air. They held each other tight and then they flew away from there. They held each other tight and then they flew away from there. They could fly, they could fly. Slip the bonds of earth and rise so high. They could fly across the ocean together, hand in hand, searching, always searching for the promised land.
That would be the beautiful sounds of Rhiannon Giddens, a track called We Could Fly. Rhiannon Giddens, I just keep loving to play her music. She's kind of blowing up right now. That was off of Freedom Highway and really like has proliferated. Rhiannon Giddens. She would love Old Tone Festival, I'll betcha. If we heard Hank Williams III, Hank III with Three Shades of Black, and of course, Kiki Cavazos with Old Grove of Shade. We're coming up on the 5 o'clock hour in a bit. Stay tuned. We have another interview coming your way, so do not go away for that. We're going to talk about the Stuyvesant Bridge. Okay, so this is saving the historic Stuyvesant Falls Bridge, and I will be talking with John Hutchinson. We're going to talk about a rally that happened today to save the historic Stuyvesant Falls Bridge. We're going to talk about the importance of historic buildings and bridges and whatnot, and what's going on in Stuyvesant Falls. So stay tuned for John Hutchinson, who will be joining me just after the news, after the 5 o'clock hour at 5:10. So you're going to want to be around for that. I'm going to play right now. A request was just sent to me by my dear son, Donovan, who also produces music. Got to play some of his stuff again. You can go to Donnie from the Poster, all one word. Donnie from the Poster, still cranking out albums, songs, tracks, some great hip-hop, great music. But he sent me an email. He's like, Dad, I got this request to make. It's called Hobo's Lullaby by Woody Guthrie, a true classic right here on the Monday afternoon show. We'll be right back.
Go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns drift slowly by. Listen to the steel rails humming. That's a hobo's lullaby. About tomorrow, let tomorrow come and go. Tonight you've got a nice warm boxcar, safe from all this wind and snow. I know the police cause you trouble. They cause trouble everywhere. But when you die and go to heaven, you'll find no policeman there. So go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns drift slowly by. Listen to the steel rails humming. That's a hobo's lullaby.
Voice is catching up. Watch out, child. Watch out, child. Babylon falling down, falling down. Society a broken promise. Economies war, citizen whores. Political pimps leaving us flat on our backs. Trading today, waiting for the promised land. Roles playing roles, covering every day's fear. Going off to work, having the job done on us. In the eyes of God, building the bomb. Loving thyself, hating thyself in the illusion. Voice is catching up. Voice is catching up. Watch out, child. Watch out, child. Babylon falling down. Falling down. Caligula laughs loudly through time, twisting love to get at the sexes. Class is material consumed. Designer worlds create electric impulses. Turning down life. The real goodbye. See it in our face. See it every place. Last rush in Babylon. Voices catching up. Voices catching up. Watch out, child. Watch out, child. Babylon falling down. Falling down. Arms race. Jackboots pounding earth. Military precision dissecting elements of life. Taking apart instead of healing. Generals and gods. Fascist and oil wells. Man images and machines. Petrochemical societies trying to hide the sun. Jackboots pounding earth. Creaking leather boots. Dead cows crying in a world turned to a planetary slaughterhouse. Wandering amongst the opulence, wondering what not to touch. Times not knowing, times getting bit, times of temptation, times of seduction. Wandering in the poverty, touched by everything, knowing the bite. No time for temptation, only time for doing. Babylon in terror, world run over by machines, the economics of captured dreams. The rich are the poorer, while the poor are waiting. Everyone pretending to live, calling exploitation progress, calling submission freedom, calling madness profit, calling Earth a plan et, plaguing her with civilization. Alone, we see you in your loneliness. Sometimes we wonder which is lonelier, being alone together or being lonely alone. With no protection that you know of, principles replaced by nothing. The lies becoming desperation. Outrageous violence, internal and external, forming distractions from...
are back. Another hour of the Monday afternoon show coming your way, folks. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for tuning in on this rainy, stormy, still summery, but late, almost late August Monday afternoon. This is your host, Kieran Riley. Till 6 p.m., had a great interview with Trevor from Old Tone Music Festival. And now I would like to introduce and tell you that we have another guest on the line right now from Stuyvesant, right here in Columbia County. We have John Hutchinson from Stuyvesant, and we are going to be talking about, as promised, the Stuyvesant Falls Bridge situation. So we have basically a proposal to rebuild this bridge, and there's some controversy around it, and there was a rally today. We were not able to get down to the rally with any recording equipment, but always love when people are having their voices heard, especially in the public sphere, especially in the governmental and Department of Public Works sphere, the state of New York sphere, whatever spheres it is, community people coming together and talking about the issue always makes for good information on community radio. So welcome to the show, John Hutchinson from Stuyvesant. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about this storm that cut out your, not your power, but cut out your internet connection momentarily about a half hour ago. What happened?
Well, I live in the part of Stuyvesant right on the river. I'm on the wrong side of the railroad track, so we can't get wired internet, so we have to use Elon Musk satellite internet. And when the storms go through, we lose connection for a while.
Starlink. Well, good thing Starlink. Elon Musk is going to save the world for us. So it's really great. Maybe he can save the bridge while he's at it.
I know he might take an interest.
You never know, John. So tell us what's going on with the Stuyvesant Falls Bridge.
Sure. So here in Stuyvesant Falls, we have this beautiful historic bridge from 1899. It's the centerpiece of the Stuyvesant Falls Historic Mill District. It's on the state and national registers of historic places. If you haven't seen it, or if your listeners haven't seen it, they should drive down, take a look, walk across it. There's waterfalls on both sides. There's a pre-Civil War cotton mill right next to it. It's just beautiful. And on August 8th, the Columbia County Department of Public Works held a meeting at our town hall, and they told us that we were going to have quote-unquote, bridge replacement rehabilitation project. No input, no discussion ahead of time. Two engineers we never heard of that gave us a presentation about their plan for the bridge. The problem was they actually want to destroy the bridge, not rehabilitate it. They want to replace it with a very large, modern steel and concrete bridge that's twice as wide as the bridge we have now. They want to straighten County Route 25A on both sides of the bridge, which will increase traffic flow and vehicle speed through the hamlet. Right now, we have a one-lane bridge that's been working since 1899 without any accidents that I can tell. Drivers automatically slow down and wait patiently if someone else is approaching. I've been living here for 25 years. If I'm approaching the bridge, someone's already coming across the bridge, you just wait. He crosses, waves at you, you cross the bridge.
So no stop.
Slows people down.
No stoplight.
I mean, it's not a lot of traffic. You know, it's a small hamlet. There's not a lot of people using that, going through that way, except people who live in Stuyvesant or Stuyvesant Falls. It doesn't go from, you know, one major road to another. We're worried that once they double the size of the bridge, it's going to be like a throughway between 9H and Route 9. But anyway, we're worried about speed. We're worried about the safety of children and pedestrians and also cyclists. It's right next to the bridge on the west side, is right next to the Empire Rail Trail, bike trail. Mm. It's actually one of the main parking areas for people on the rail trail. So everyone coming off the rail trail, that parking area, they go right in front of the bridge, which they want to, like I said, they want to double the size of. So we're worried about speed being picked up and more potential for accidents. Now we know the bridge needs work, because the county has been neglecting the maintenance on the bridge for a long, long time. I don't know why. I think they always intended to replace it. Back in 2014, they commissioned a big study from an engineering company in Clifton Park that has rehabilitated bridges like this. They did a beautiful work job on a bridge up in Saratoga County. It's called the Hadley Bow Bridge, 19th century bridge. They repaired it. They kept it going. They did a report 10 years ago for the county. I'm sure it cost a lot of money, 93-page report. And one of the options they gave was major repairs with painting. They said if the bridge was repaired and painted, it could last for decades, and it would cost less than tearing it down and building a new bridge. So why did the county pay all this money for an inspection and a study and then just let it rust for 10 more years? They didn't do anything. Now, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Now, if you walk across the bridge, you'll see it hasn't been painted forever. There's rust everywhere. The county has just been letting it rust. And now they come to us with this stupid proposal to replace it, tear it down and replace it, with no community input, no recognition of community concerns. We know the bridge needs work. We want it preserved. We want it made safe for fire trucks and farm vehicles. Right now, it's a 12-ton limit. Fire trucks can't go across it. We know that that has to change. We want it to change, but we know it can be done without tearing it down and putting something that doesn't fit the community, doesn't fit that place. Last Saturday, it wasn't the rally, actually, was last Saturday.
Oh, historic Stuyvesant. Okay, not yesterday.
Yeah. Today would have been a bad day for it with the thunderstorms. Saturday, historic Stuyvesant had the first Save Our Bridge public rally. More than 55 people came together to show their support for a more community-based process for preserving and improving the bridge. If any of your listeners are interested in saving and improving the bridge, please go to our website, historicstuyvesant.org. You could submit a comment. The deadline is Thursday, August 22nd, so you don't have much time. You can tell Mr. Jurkowski at the DPW what you think about his plan for destroying this bridge. You don't have to be a Stuyvesant resident to submit a comment. The Department of Transportation and other agencies involved are going to be reviewing the comments, so it's really important that we submit as many as possible. And go down there and check out the bridge if you haven't been there. It's a beauty. I'll just say one quick thing about my point of view. I'm not an engineer, but I'm a location scout for movies and television. I've been doing it for 30 years. I've scouted in 53 countries, 46 states. I've shot a lot of bridges. And I can tell you, having been all over the country looking at bridges, it's really one of the most unique bridges I've ever seen, not just because of the design of it and the structure of it, but where it is between the two waterfalls. I mean, it's just when Columbia County would put out tourism information, that bridge would be focused on because it's such a special bridge. When the New York Times did a huge article about the Hudson Valley, the beauty of the old Hudson Valley, the very first photo they put in at the lead of the article was a drone shot of the bridge and the waterfalls and the whole historic district because it's really special. It's a special place in our county, and it should be preserved, you know. Generations of people, Columbia County people, have been crossing that bridge since 1899. Imagine how many generations. It's up to us to preserve things like this for future generations.
Yeah, I agree.
Not just tear it down.
And what's the body of water there, John?
It's the Kinderhook Creek.
It is the Kinderhook Creek, a beautiful, beautiful little creek right there.
It's so beautiful, yeah.
And tell us a little bit about the construction of the bridge, the historic. Is it an iron
Iron truss bridge.
Okay, so predominantly iron with probably this is the very beginning of concrete, so they probably had some concrete pylons originally as part of the construction, perhaps?
Well, it goes right into bedrock underneath the bridge.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just like a perfect place to put down supports.
So this is like some steel stuff. So my mom lives up in Ipswich, Massachusetts, on the north shore of Boston.
Sure.
And they actually have the oldest stone arch bridge in operation in the United States. It's called the Choate Bridge. It was built in like 1690 or something.
Wow.
And it's Route 1A, so thousands of cars a day go through here. And
yeah.
For whatever reason, I mean, you know, Ipswich, maybe the historical, the preservation, maybe they're able to protect it better. But it wouldn't have even been a question to tear that bridge down. This is historic pride. This is like craftsmanship from a bygone era where they didn't even have power tools. you know, and they constructed these things that like we can't even replicate. They're like, well, but we could do this that'll last maybe 20 years and it's a crappy subpar concrete from a massive corporation that's in bed with the politicians that are pushing this. But and there's so much corruption with the contracts in the state of New York. And you're talking about multi-million dollar contracts with these construction companies that just do. They don't really do planning with like three generations ahead in their minds, I feel like.
Right, so, exactly.
So you're dealing with also a system in place that perhaps isn't perfect when it comes to construction in the public, you know, works sphere.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the rally. You're a location specialist. Were you part of locating where the rally was going to go?
Well, actually, the rally was right at the bridge, and I wasn't there because I was on vacation. Okay. I was kayaking in the Adirondacks, actually.
Oh,
it was
good
my
for
summer
you.
Vacation.
Good for you.
So I missed the rally, but I saw pictures of it. And you can, if they go to the website, historicstuyvesant.org, people can see pictures of the rally.
Okay.
It was very well attended. Stuyvesant is a very small community, and there was a good percentage of people there. And lots of people who didn't even know about the original meeting where they presented this the idea of tearing the bridge down, were driving by or walking by and were able to find out more about what was going on. You know, it's just, I mean, and they just give us 2 weeks to, you know, to present comments. You know, it was just like, come to the meeting and then 2 weeks. And then after that, we're going to keep going full steam ahead to, you know, tear the thing down.
So if people want to comment, you said it's historicstuyvesant.org.
Correct.
And then where do these comments go to? Is it to the Department of Public Works?
Yes, they go to Mr. Jurkowski at the Department of Public Works, but then they'll go also to the Department of Transportation because the bridge is protected under State Historic Preservation Office in New York State and the National Register. So they can't really, the DOT is going to have to communicate with SHPO. Because it's a protected historical resource. So the DPW has to get, you know, has to deal above them as DOT. DOT will get them the money and get them the permissions to do everything. So you send the comments in through our website. There's a direct link to Department of Public Works, but they will go on to the DOT and all the other appropriate agencies.
Okay, so it has the rally was at the bridge itself, which sounds like a beautiful location. So this hasn't been necessarily a directly confrontational situation with certain powers that be, although it could possibly develop into that, because I feel like there's probably powers that be that dig into like wanting to do it their standard protocol way of like tear something down. I mean, this was urban so-called revitalization, and if they had the money to do it in places like Hudson, New York, back in the 1960s and 70s, they would have torn down half of Warren Street and put up these ugly, you know, concrete and glass, you know, commercial buildings, which are all now failing, by the way.
Right, exactly.
And there would be no Warren Street, and there would be no Hudson as you know it, for better or worse. But I worked on a lot of those buildings down there, dozens and dozens of historic buildings, and it's become a bit of a passion of mine. I feel like to preserve our history, and you know, this is part of what we have to look towards, and not just simply tear something down and build something not as great.
I mean, yeah. I mean, just I know. Once I was scouting Catskill, New York, on the west side of the street. And there's this huge section where they tore down these beautiful old buildings and they put in, I guess there's like a county building there now, you know, which is just hideously ugly.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of this classic 19th century Main Street.
Yeah, it's, you know? It's like almost Soviet.
Yeah, it's almost right. Exactly. It's like a socialist, you know, socialist architect was involved. You know, yeah. It's just like once you lose that, lose that beauty, that vision from the 19th century. It's just, you know, it's gone. I mean, that's what Hudson is banking on right now. Warren Street is, you know, is just so special, and it you know, it makes it possible for everything else that's going on in Hudson, because it's just, you know, people come from everywhere because it's beautiful. You know, it's beautiful. It's all the buildings are different back from the, you know, 19th and 18th century. This, you know, the fact that they have this bridge in the middle of Stuyvesant Falls. That's just so, so special. I just, you know, I've been worried for so many years. I walk across it. I bike across it. And I've been seeing the paint peeling, peeling. I mean, it's just, my father used to inspect bridges for New York City.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of bridges, you know, they would paint them. And when they get to the other end of it, they start painting it coming back. You know, like the George Washington Bridge, you have to keep painting steel bridges or iron bridges or they're going to rust.
Yeah.
That bridge has not been painted in decades. And it's just, the rust is just peeling. And the paint is peeling. The rust is so intense. And it's just like, they've just been neglecting it all this time. And it's just because I think they just never had any intention to rehabilitate it, even though that's what this paper said. They gave us replacement/rehabilitation. They just wanted to tear it down. The easy thing, tear it down, build something ugly, slap some steel and concrete in there with no creativity, no thought, no foresight. And I, you know, luckily there's people in our community who aren't happy about it, and we're not going to, you know, take it sitting down.
Yeah, and it sounds like you folks have also done your research. You've looked into the issues of safety, practicality, you know, cost. Like, all of these things have been looked into. It's not just a pipe dream. And I hope that your speaking up will fall on not deaf ears, but somebody will have the sense to say, you know what? The government finds money for the stupidest things all the time, if I can say so. Like, billions of dollars. Okay, we won't even get into the wars and the feds and all that stuff. But, like, even just the state of New York or even county governments, it's like the prioritization of certain things. Like, I think this would be possible to restore this bridge and not have it break the bank. I do.
Right.
I think you guys are definitely on the right track here. What is the next step? You have public comment period till when again? Can you repeat that?
Thursday.
Till this Thursday. Okay.
The 22nd.
You heard it, folks. Go to historicstuyvesant.org. You have till Thursday, the 22nd, to get your public comments in. And then what happens after that?
Well, there's going to be another meeting at town hall at some point. It's not determined yet.
Okay.
And we're researching all of our options. Columbia County Historical Society is very interested. They're very involved with it right now. The National Trust for Historic Preservation in Washington is very interested in supporting us. These kind of things have to be paid attention to, and there are a lot of people out there. Scenic Hudson is. It has a lot of initiatives right now on saving old bridges in the Hudson Valley. So we're casting a wide net to try to find allies beyond our little community, you know, because this problem is, you know, is a nationwide problem. I mean, beautiful historic things are getting torn down all the time because of the lack of foresight by government. And in this case, we're going to try to prevent that from happening in Stuyvesant Falls.
Yeah, and the giant, huge contractors, you know, a lot of times don't have necessarily the skills to preserve historic. You know, I actually work for a company that does have these skills. They're on the Statue of Liberty right now, and this company really has some highly, highly skilled stonemasons. But some of this is like a lost art, you know, like the welding with iron. Everything's steel, not iron. So, like, I don't even know how that works, but like, to find someone who knows the nuances of these historic, the metal used and what kind of welding, like, it takes a little bit of extra homework, but it just get out of the comfort zone and do it for the future, because the kids are gonna, when our little kids grow up and they're our age they look back and like, thank God they didn't wreck that bridge.
I know, but the thing is, it's not, they don't have to look far to find a solution, because the company that they hired back in 2014, it's called Ryan Biggs Associates out of Clifton Park. They came up with this plan. They showed them how they could keep the bridge going for decades. And then they just didn't hire them. They didn't, you know, put their plan in action. Now they have this other company we never heard of that wants to tear the bridge down. This company, Ryan Biggs, I don't know who they are. I just happen to have their report, you know, and it basically, they went to this bridge in Saratoga, county called the Hadley Bow Bridge, even an older bridge than our bridge, that everybody up there, the DPW wanted to tear it down. And the community rose up in arms and said, no, we love this bridge. And they got federal grants. They got all kinds of money together. And this company was able to restore it and keep it safe, you know, for decades and decades. So, and that's just, Clifton Park is now far away. They hired that company for a report in 2014. They sat on it. Now they got this new company that wants to tear it down. But they don't have to look far, I think, to get the expertise they need to save our bridge. But they got to know the public will is there, you know, that we care about saving it, and we do.
Yeah, and hopefully democracy still works enough that that this can work. So keep up the good fight. John Hutchinson from Stuyvesant, I appreciate you contacting us and being on the Monday afternoon show. And good luck with all the next steps.
Thanks so much.
And I'd love to come visit you folks up there. It sounds like the Mexican restaurant is still in operation down there on the Hudson River by the railroad tracks in Stuyvesant by the post office, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I love that little area. So enjoy the rest of your Monday, John, and thanks again.
Thank you. Thanks, Kieran.
All right. We're going to go out with Joni Mitchell. And, John, they paved Paradise, put up a parking lot. Like this is not the way we want to go, right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's it.
So we're going to play some Joni Mitchell. This is actually called Big Yellow Taxi for John and for all the good folks aiming to preserve and save the Stuyvesant Falls Historic Bridge. Here she is.
Up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid Paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay Paradise, put up a parking lot. Ooh, ooh, hey, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They pay Paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? The pay Paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? The pay Paradise, put up a parking lot. The pay Paradise, put up a parking lot.
A parking lot.
Or being lonely alone with no protection that you know of. Principles replaced by nothing. The lies becoming desperation. Outrageous violence, internal and external, forming distractions from life, making the loneliness a new type of alone. Alone with your machines, alone with your fear, alone with your oppressor, alone with roles played, alone from the past, alone from the future, stranded in the universe, separated from earth, sun, moon, sky, with only God to comfort you while he sanctions war and greed, messengers clubbing you, heavenly threats and promises, a basis for exploitation of everything, even yourself, giving up together, surrendering, alone.
Take on it. Well, I gotta take on it. and it's good to fight, single up and attack. What you got? No defense. You call that a new way of thinking. I call it regression to ignorance.
Wonderful town of political conventions and anti-war demonstrations.
I came here to talk to you about the man. Right up to the present time, the articulate exponent of the aspirations of the human heart, for the young, for the old, and for those of us in between.
To hit the ground tonight, take warning.
Take warning. Take warning. Take warning. Take warning. Take warning.
The minutes are coming and we're really gonna say no to them.
Take warning.
Experience who has exemplified his ability to preserve the very best that we have in our past while he accommodates what we have in the present to the demands of our future. Going to have to meet the challenges of the unfinished business of democracy, which is always to preserve for all of the people, young, old, and in between, those great values of democracy, which are freedom, justice, and peace. These have always been the great values of America. As Hubert Humphrey now moves from a member of a team, a good, loyal member of a great team, as he moves from a member to the captain of that team, you will see that he will shape the events of the present for the very future that all of us demand, young, old, and in between again.
Delegates to this convention do not know that thousands of young people are being beaten in the streets of Chicago. And for that reason, and that reason alone, I request the suspension of the rules for the purpose of adjournment for 2 weeks at 6 p.m. to relocate the convention in another city of the choosing of the Democratic National Committee and the presidential candidates.
Wisconsin is not recognized for that purpose.
Wisconsin!
I'm trying to complete my statement, sir. We want to relocate this convention in another city.
There goes a big blast of tear gas right into the crowd. The crowd is trying to retreat. I can't see. I gotta get out of here. I can't go to this story anymore. head's too strong. I can't see. I'm taking far away. The hell with this guy. Goodbye. He got me in the face. Oh, man.
Just hang on. Don't rub it, man. It makes it worse. Rub it in.
What do I do?
Just leave it till we get you some water, and then you wash it off. I have water at the gas station.
I can't see you. Where am I?
I'm just hanging on to me, and I can see fine.
I have seen no instance of police brutality in their working with us. I know that they've certainly been antagonized enough. It's been amazement to me that they've held their cool as much as they did. And I know that the press don't agree with us in some cases, but I think that Chicago can be doggone proud of this police department. There's one or two in there maybe that are a little too rough, but for the most part, this is a good police force.
I think the situation is a reflection of the disastrous syndrome of violence which seems to be inflicted upon our country. I think that this is the problem of the United States in capsule form.
Up until now, I had the feeling that white America, and particularly many of the press, thought that this was a creation of black people, that all this was in their minds. Now they know it's on their heads.
Organizing director of Shout Your Abortion. You cannot talk about reproductive justice without talking about Palestinian liberation. We are talking about body autonomy. We are talking about the freedom to control what happens to our bodies, our families, our futures, our ability to move between places. This is not something that's exclusively granted just to the American voter. This is something that we protect and stand in solidarity with people around the world and around the globe. And so we stand just as much about bodily autonomy and reproductive justice as we do for people here, as we do in Palestine.
My name is Iman Abdelhadi. I'm an organizer here in Chicago. I'm also a professor at the University of Chicago.
What specifically about queer and trans movements and reproductive rights connects to Israel's war on Gaza and the horrors that people are experiencing in Gaza today?
The genocide has had massive amounts of sexual violence and has had a disproportionate impact on women and their access to health care. But more broadly, genocide always starts with the decision that some bodies need to be controlled, contained, or exterminated. And that's exactly what reproductive justice is about. And that's exactly what Freeing Palestine is about. It's about ending the state's right to do that to any population.
I'm Shama Sawant. I was a socialist on the Seattle City Council for a decade. You can see that we have two parties for the warmongering billionaire class. Harris and Trump are both warmongering candidates. And despite some of the differences between them, at the end of the day, it is the Biden-Harris administration that has presided over the support for this war. After Harris became the anointed, you know, crowned candidate for the Democratic Party, after that happened, you saw the Biden-Harris administration approving more than $20 billion more for military aid to Israel.
I'm Jane Steinfels Hussein. I'm here with Code Pink, and I'm here from the Nashville Peace and Justice Center in Nashville, Tennessee.
And And you were here in Chicago in 1968 for the DNC that took place that year.
It was accurately described as a police riot, and I was a witness to it. I was a street medic. I was newly graduated from the University of Chicago and hugely pregnant. And I was stuck at one point right out in front of the Hilton Hotel, where the police were beating people and dragging them and putting them in paddy wagons. And the young man who was staying with us, I spent several days afterwards looking for him at hospitals and police stations, and he was left in an alley behind Hilton by the police after both of his legs were broken. So it was really, really violent. And I think it is a pivotal moment, but there have been so many pivotal moments for the Democratic Party to take the right action, and so I don't have an awful lot of hope for the Democratic Party, but I do have a hope for the people of America, because I think young people in much greater numbers are really clued in to American imperialism and the whole war economy.
Brant Rosen, the rabbi of the congregation Tzedek Chicago.
Hey, what do you...
Dream, it lingered near in the farm.
progressive. People of the power. People of the power. People of the power. The power to dream. To rule. To wrestle. The earth from the law. Let's decree. The people rule. Let's decree. The people rule.
It's got the best of you. I got fire in my heart, fire in my belly too. Soak up my engine, bring me my driving wheel. Once I get started, you knew just how I feel. And I'm crazy about you.
Your head out surprise.
what to do. I just don't know what to do. I got a heart and a mind and a fire inside. And I'm crazy about you. You. You on your high flying cloud. You. You with the laugh in your eyes. You. You with your head out surprised. You. Talking about you. Talking about you. Talking about you. Talking about you, fire in the belly. That's Van Morrison here at the end of the Monday afternoon show. What a beautiful, rainy August Monday afternoon. I love listening to Van Morrison on those rainy days. Something about it just brings me back to college days, drinking coffee, just burning some incense, smell of cannabis coming up through the window from maybe from next door. Just the beautiful, beautifulness of that music on this beautiful rainy day. So we're signing off. This is Kieran saying, till next time, and thank you for listening to the Monday afternoon show. We heard a clip from Democracy Now! Aired some audio from the protests already taking place at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. We heard some protest sounds from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago from 1968. Some pretty amazing audio there. That's called The Sound of Dissent, DNC 1968 Vietnam War Song Project. And we kind of mix that in with Bad Religion, good old punk band right there, Bad Religion with The Old Regime. And, of course, Operation Ivy with Take Warning. Take Warning, Take Warning. We are out of time. Going to hear a little bit of this Dub Dynasty, Black Woman Civilization. Great sounds. We'll play the rest of this next week on the Monday afternoon show. Kieran here signing off. And thanks again for listening. Everyone have a great week. Great rest of your Monday. And take care out there.
Civilization. Black woman civilization. Dimensions. She is a vessel.
energy that she possesses. She is wisdom manifest in flesh. From the very depths of her dark soul are the mysteries of life untold.
My name is Darren Tomasso. I'm a Nike NYC trainer, and I'm wearing the Nike Zoom TR1. It's versatile enough to wear before I work out, during the workouts, and after as well. It's responsive for those conditioning classes, but also stable and supportive enough for all those strength training needs.